You know that myself, I'm a former prisoner. I've spent more or less 3 years there in prison here in Brazzaville. And when I was there, I've seen many people are suffering, among them General Mokoko, Okombi, and other people like that. You know, when you are in prison, it's very difficult for somebody to do anything. And for the political reason, it's not good. That's why I said, in 15 days, the Congo will get 60 years old. In that age, the man should be okay. But the country, actually, people are suffering a lot. And I say, we need a dialogue, a political dialogue for all the Congolese, because nothing's working. That's why I say, okay, we can't go to dialogue without Mr. Mokoko, Mr. Okombi, and some people out of Congo in exile. That's why we ask to the president to give to the people the general amnesty.
You're talking about an inclusive national dialogue under the support or organized by the international community. Are you talking about the United Nations, and what other mechanisms do you want to see in this national dialogue that you're talking about, and under what conditions do you want to see this?
That's why I say we need a witness, like a UN nation. That's really important. Before, when Congolese people was in trouble, UN sent us some people here, an Algerian man. This man done all the things properly. We need somebody there to come here to help us, because Mr. Sassou can't help Congolese people. He's getting all for himself. He don't want you to understand what people are asking, what your position are asking.
But Mr. Makaya, wouldn't people say that you are undermining the sovereignty of the Congo Republic if both the opposition, civil society groups, and the government cannot sit down and negotiate and have a dialogue to resolve any concerns you might have before the elections?
Yeah, remember that we can't go in the same condition as in 2016. Nothing changed. You know that the registrar election, electoral register is not good. Actually, nothing is there. You know, we can't go like that, because Mr. Sassou will be a winner, as usual. That's why we are thinking, first of all, we need that dialogue to talk about the election and about the commission, the independent national commission for the election. That's very important. We can't go like that, you see. And you can see yourself, our people are suffering. I told you already, nothing is working in this country. That's why I think you read our State of the Nation about the Congo. Nothing's working.
You are asking for there to be a setup of a government of transition led by the opposition, which would have four main missions. So what role do you think the government or the ruling party will have in this government? Because if you are telling the Congolese people and the people around the world that you want a transitional government, that means you want to do away with the government. What role will the government play?
You see, when we're talking about the transition, it's very important. You see, after 5 years, when Mr. Sassou Nguesso got the election in 2016, nothing is working. He didn't do anything. We are in political crisis. Remember in 1991, the conference national conference, I think you remember that. After the conference, we got a transition for 17 months. After that, we organized one of the best elections in this country. And Mr. Sassou, remember in that time, lost the election. But why? After the, you remember, 97, when he done the war, all the time is winning. What happened? Because it's getting all by the force. It's getting all by the arm. That's why we're talking about the peace. We can't go in that election like that. If you want to win, okay, we can go together as a constitutional transition. You see, him and us, we can work together, and after that, we'll organize a good election. Then that's what I'm saying.
So you want the CNE to be disbanded and a new one reconstituted. Who would you want to see as members of the Electoral Commission, as you say, to be independent?
That's what I said, an independent commission with all of us, the power, the government, the party of the government, the opposition, society, civil society, and everybody. You see, we can work together, and why not to give to our people a good election, a proper election. That's what I'm saying.